Welcome back to ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by nonprofit Transamerica Institute. I'm your host, Al Waller, and today we're discussing the difficult and challenging situation when you lose your health insurance, either because you lost your job-based coverage or can no longer afford the premiums, or lost your parents' or spouse's coverage. Here to help us identify what options are out there for the suddenly uninsured is Hector Della Torre, Executive Director of Transamerica Center for Health Studies. So, Hector, before we get into options, is health insurance still considered mandatory by law?
The answer is yes and no. The Affordable Care Act, or the ACA, mandate still exists, but the tax penalty for not having insurance is gone. So it is now like a warning that doesn't include a fine. However, at the state level, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Vermont, and the District of Columbia all have a state health insurance mandate with a tax penalty on their state taxes. And other states, such as Maryland, are considering adopting a health insurance mandate as well. It's important to note that the rest of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, remains in effect. The patient protections, being able to stay on your parents' health plan through age 26, requiring coverage for pre-existing conditions without penalty, the state-by-state health insurance exchanges, et cetera, are all still in effect.
With the penalty for not having health insurance essentially gone, playing devil's advocate, why should people still buy it?
Well, whether you're relatively healthy or chronically ill, health insurance can provide the financial protection you need for both routine and unexpected health care needs. It gets you easier, still pricey, but easier access to meeting your health care needs. Health insurance can help protect you and your loved ones from high medical costs, whether expected or not.
Okay, well, so you've lost your health insurance and you want and need coverage. What are your best options?
Well, the first place to look is your state health exchange, Maryland Health Connection here. About 80% of customers in the exchanges receive some subsidy on their premiums. It's the only place you can get those kinds of subsidies. The subsidies are available for single people with annual income in 2019 between $12,140 to $48,560, or for a family of four, income between $25,100 and $100,400. You have up to 60 days, this is very important, to purchase coverage in an exchange after losing your health insurance elsewhere. Only 60 days. If you are lower income or unemployed, you can qualify for Medicaid in your state. Consumers who don't qualify for either of those or aren't interested in either of those can purchase their insurance directly from an insurance provider, as always, or buy health insurance products that do not qualify as major medical insurance, such as critical illness insurance or hospital indemnity plan that pay a defined amount if a certain disease or hospital stay occurs. But these are not ongoing medical coverage. Some states allow short-term plans, but they are limited. In Maryland, short-term medical plans are not required to cover mental health services, outpatient prescription drugs, substance use disorder treatment, or maternity care, and do not cover pre-existing conditions and may decline you based on your past medical history.
Well, Hector, as always, thank you for being with us. Further data on health insurance options, including a 50-state exchange guide and a 50-state Medicaid guide, may be found at transamericainstitute.org. This has been another episode of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until the next time, this is Al Waller on WYPR, your NPR news station.